朋友，欢迎你来到活在耶稣里福音网站，收听为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是周同培牧师，请你打开圣经来领受教导，愿圣经真理帮助你在主耶稣里结出丰盛生命的好果子。
弟兄姊妹们，这不是靠任何人的媒介，而是靠神的大恩典和能力。
Now this is not through any human hand, but rather through the power, the great power of God.
今天神的救恩能力还是一样。
And today that power is still the same.
我相信借着祷告能够叫我们得的医治。
I believe through prayers that we will be healed.
借着耶稣基督向我们亲自说话，成全他的应许，我们能得的医治。
And through his spoken words to us that we can still be healed.
但是我们需要把我们的信心放在耶稣身上，不是放在我们自己身上。
But we have to put our faith on Jesus, not ourselves.
你知道今天研究人得医治这件事情已经成了非常热门的事情。
Now today it is such a popular thing to study the healing.
很多的时候当我们医治研究这个医治的过程，我们就发现人里面很多身体奇妙的作为。
And a lot of times when we're really, really trying to look into this phenomena, then we realize there's a lot of very, very wonderful things in the making of a human being.
最近我们看一些书，最近报章杂志也报道说，癌症是个非常奇怪的东西。
And lately we study some books, and also we find out it was reported that the cancer is a very strange thing.
因为癌症的细胞在每个人身体里面自己带来的，自备的。
It seems that the cancer cells is in everybody's body that you just come with it.
每一个人都可以自己被自己破坏，就成了 cancer.
And everybody can have this kind of self-destructive thing happening to you that you have the cancer and destroy yourself.
癌症不是传染的。
It's not contagious.
所以很多人也发现，一个人当他心里喜乐的时候，他不容易得癌症。
So they always realize that when someone is always very happy, it's very hard for him for a happy person to get cancer.
所以研究圣经人就很高兴了。哦，我发现了，原来箴言书里面告诉我们说，喜乐的心乃是良药。忧伤的灵是骨枯干。
So that fit directly, exactly as in the proverb, it says that the a joyful heart is the best medicine, and then a sorrowful spirit will make your bone dry.
但是我要提出一件警告。
But I want to warn you with one thing.
我们不是用圣经来了解我们生理的现象。
We are not just using the Bible verses to understand ourselves.
我们乃是看见神奇妙的智慧，早已叫我们知道，当我们遵守他话语的时候，他的祝福就在这里。
But rather, we have to appreciate and realize that we have to follow God's instruction, God's word, and
假如我们开始说，哦，现在我就注意光是真言书里面或者其他圣经里面讲医病的经节。
Now, if you say, oh, okay, now from now on, I will just pay attention to all those passages in the proverb or somewhere about healings.
但是你忘记耶稣基督是你的健康。
If you forgot that Jesus Christ is your health.
我相信你还是有各种的麻烦。
I believe you still have other kind of problem.
你如果光是注意到你身体的需要。
Now, if you only pay attention to what your body needs.
你忘记你跟主耶稣的关系。
And you forgot about this relationship, you and between you and Jesus.
你并不能得到医治。
You cannot be healed.
所以弟兄姊妹们，在这里就是神迹这件事情对于基督徒来讲有一更深入的挑战。
So the miracle itself gives a Christian an even deeper challenge.
我们相信神迹。
We believe in miracles.
相信耶稣能医治。
And we believe Jesus can heal.
但是我们盼望每个人都真正的和耶稣基督有一个个人亲密的关系。
But it's even more important that every single one of us has a personal relationship with Jesus.
这一个亲密的关系比医治更重要。
And that relationship is even more important than healing itself.
当耶稣叫这个38年病患起来的时候，
When Jesus called this sick person who has been sick for 38 years to just get up and walk,
我们发现一件稀奇的事情。
We found out something very, very strange.
他拿起褥子走了。
And he just picked up his bed and started walking.
他并没有问耶稣是谁。
He didn't ask who Jesus is.
他身上所发生的事情是什么？
What happened to him?
这么大的一件事情。
This is such a great, great, wonderful thing.
但是他并没有认识耶稣。
And he didn't even know Jesus.
我并且非常怀疑这个人对于耶稣有多少感恩的心。
And I doubt very much how grateful is he, to Jesus.
因为你再读下去，你发现当他在殿里面，圣殿里面遇见耶稣之后。
And this you realize that later on, when he met Jesus later in the temple.
他反而把这件事情去告诉法利赛人。
He went over and started telling the Pharisees where Jesus is.
他并没有责任一定要告诉法利赛人。
He didn't really have the responsibility to have to report him.
法利赛人跟他的冲突已经发生过了。
Because the conflict between the Pharisees and Jesus was there a long time ago.
他把这个冲突的事情又带到下一个层面去。
And somehow this person bring this kind of conflict into a different dimension.
所以我不知道他对于耶稣有多少感恩的心。
So I really don't know how grateful is he to Jesus.
他明明知道法利赛人是找耶稣的麻烦。
And he really have know in his heart that the Pharisees is really trying to find fault in Jesus.
弟兄姊妹们，对于这样的人，耶稣也一样拯救。
But still, with this now, to this kind of person, Jesus still saves.
我们看见你圣经里有许许多多的不同得医治的现象。
We saw there's different stories about people getting healed in the Bible.
有些人得了医治，非常的感恩。
Some receive healing with such a grateful heart.
有些人得了医治之后，到处宣扬主所做的事情。
And some after he got healed, just go everywhere and tell everybody.
有些人得了医治以后，跟随耶稣。
And some got healed and just starting follow Jesus.
有些人得了医治，生命改变。
And some after get healed, his life is changed.
有些人得了医治，并不在乎。
And some got healed and just didn't care.
所以我们又看见一件奇妙的事情。
So another thing that we observe here.
就是我们的败坏都不能拦阻神的救恩。
So even our own corruption will not stop Jesus from healing us.
但是我却要反过来再说一句话。
But on the other hand,
这样的人当他们得了医治又回到从前的败坏里去的时候。
But this kind of person after they receive the healing but still go back to their own corrupted way,
暂时的医治对他们并没有什么好处。
So all those worldly healing, physical healing has do them no good.
这样的人很多。
There's a lot of people like that.
主耶稣曾经医治过十个长大麻风。
You see, Jesus has healed 10 lepers before.
其中只有一个人回到他的面前谢谢他。
And there's only one person come back to thank Jesus.
而这个人是个外邦人。
And that person is a Gentile, not even a Jew.
主耶稣说其他人到哪里去了。
And then Jesus asks, where are the other nine?
主耶稣真的是需要人感谢他吗？
Now, did Jesus really, really need someone to come back and thank him?
但这里却看见人里面缺少感恩的心。
But here it's just revealed that in our hearts, in people's heart, there's lack of the heart of thanksgiving.
若我们真正的要纪念神的恩典，我们就应当爱神，跟随他。
Now, if we really want to remember his grace, we should love him and follow him.
我太太前两天在家里休息时，很多人来看望我们。
For the past few weeks, when my wife was sick and stay home, many friends and brothers and sisters came and visit.
有很多人非常热情说，有什么我们可以替你做的事情，
and,
你告诉我们。
And some will say, "Oh, if there's anything we can do for you, we'll do for you."
好几次我心里一句话想说出来，但是又怕。好冒犯我们的朋友。
And a lot of times, I wanted to say something, but I dare not say it, unless I'll offend them.
我想说什么呢？
What I really want to say?
若是你们真正的爱我们。
If you really love us.
我希望你们爱耶稣。
I wish you would love Jesus.
我希望你们不要放弃聚会的机会。
I wish you would not give up the chance to come to the meetings.
弟兄姊妹，你知道这当中分别在哪里？
You know what's the difference here?
我们所有劳苦侍奉的目的是为了盼望人到耶稣的面前。
Because all our labor, all our hope that we work hard is so that we wish that people will come to Jesus.
若是我们的侍奉被弟兄姊妹们认可。
If our service was acknowledged, recognized by our brothers and sisters.
是我们最大的快乐。
It's our greatest joy.
假如有一天我不在这个世界上。
If one day I'm not in this world,
我仍然要对弟兄姊妹说，你们要爱主。
I still want to say, tell our brothers and sisters, you have to love the Lord.
可惜我没有胆量说这样的话。
But I dare not to tell them that.
因为我怕这样说会冒犯很多我们的朋友。
Because I don't want to offend a lot of our friends.
我想他们爱我比爱主耶稣多。
Maybe I think they probably love us more than they love the Lord.
希望他们能爱主耶稣比爱我们更多。
I wish that they would love the Lord more than they love us.
那一天主耶稣医治这个三十八年的瘫子。
That day when Jesus healed the crippled person.
正好是个安息日。
It was so happened. It was on Sabbath.
我不知道为什么主耶稣选安息日，是不是故意选这一天
？I don't know whether Jesus was just choose that day deliberately.
他却没有躲开这一天。
He did not try to avoid that day to save.
这些犹太人、法利赛人找的借口是安息日。
And but then the Jews, the Pharisees, those Jews, they just found this get the excuse, because that is a Sabbath.
而且他们对那个被医治的人说：“你在安息日拿褥子走路是不可以的。”
Because he talked to the one who got healed, he said, "Hey, on the Sabbath, you cannot pick up your bed and walk."
你知道为什么？因为这个被褥可能比较重一点。
Because that is something that maybe something heavy.
这个中文翻作褥子啊，那个英文里面说是个床。
The Chinese was as the bedding, but in the English here it said just bed.
所以我不知道它多大，是床还是床
I don't know whether it's just bedding or bed.
总之，犹太人、法利赛人认为这是不可以的。
But anyway, that was prohibited, and the Pharisees said no.
但是他的回答说，那个得叫这使我得医治的人对我说，拿你的褥子走吧。
But he said, well, that person who healed me told me to get up and pick up my bed and go.
但是耶稣已经走开了。
But at that time, Jesus already walked away.
其实我想这些法利赛人心里有数。
But actually, those Pharisees, deep down inside, they knew.
他们哪里是真正关心这一个人得了医治没有？
They didn't care whether that person's got healed or not.
他们是在乎到底谁医治了他。
They cared that who healed this man.
他们已经处心积虑要把耶稣罗置在他们的法律的
Because they've been trying their very, very best to try to trap Jesus into the word of law.
耶稣在安息日治病不是第一次。
That was not the first time that Jesus healed someone on the Sabbath.
耶稣曾经和法利赛人当面理论过。
Because he did have an open confrontation with the Pharisees.
他说在安息日行善事是可以的。
Because he did say that it is okay to do good things.And also he pointed out the contradictions of the Pharisees.
他说你们谁有牛和驴掉在坑里面当安息日不把它拉出来呢
Because he pointed out if any of your animals fall into the trap, if you wouldn't you pull them out even if it's on Sabbath?
但弟兄姊妹们为什么他们看重安息日
But why they look so emphasize on Sabbath.
他们的心可能并不是真正爱神。
Actually, their heart really doesn't love the Lord.
而是他们愿意借着安息日表现一种敬虔的样子。
But rather, through Sabbath, they want to show their reverence.
Religious.
Their religiousness.
以赛亚书里面告诉我们说，这些人在外面守安息日，但是手里面却不放松弟兄的捆绑，叫他们照样的要纳利息，要做许多的事情，强迫他们劳工。
Because in the book of Isaiah, it pointed out those people, although outwardly they observe Sabbath, but deep down inside, they counted that day and calculate the interest and still enslave their brother.
他们自己是守了安息。
Yes, indeed, they have that rest that day.
对他们的奴仆，在他们家里做工的人，一点不给他们安息。
But to treat those slaves and the people who work in their household, they never let them rest.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是神所厌恶的事情。
Now this is what the Lord despises.
主耶稣把自己暴露在这个挑战里面。
So when Jesus exposed himself in this challenge,
他们。就来询问耶稣。
So they come and ask him.
圣经里面用的字叫做逼迫耶稣。
And the Bible says they started to persecute him.
他们一定对耶稣说了很重很重的话。
And I believe they must have said very, very harsh words to Jesus.
也许他们说，你既然作为拉比，作为夫子，竟然不守安息日吗
？So probably they say something like this: Since you are already rabbi, you understand the law. How come you break this law?
主耶稣怎么回答他
？And what Jesus said?
所以说对他们回答是完全出乎他们的想象之外的。
But Jesus said something that was totally out of their expectation.
他说我父做事直到如今我也做事。
He says, my father worked hitherto until today. And so I work.
这一句话打破了所有安息日的观念。
So just this one word just break up all the concept of Sabbath.
安息日的观念是什么？
Now what is the concept of
Sabbath? 为什么当初神设立安息日？
Why did the Lord establish Sabbath in the first place?
在创世纪里面告诉我们这样。
In Genesis it says,
神歇了他一切创造的工就安息了。
Because the Lord rested all the work of creation, then he rested.
他六天创造第七天进入安息。
He did the creation in 6 days, and on the 7th day, he rested.
而他在安息中间看他所造的一切物都是好的。
Then in that rest, he saw that all the things that he created, and he think they are good.
所以以色列人的想法神早就安息了对不对
So in their thought, they already know that God is already rested.
但是这里耶稣说什么
But here Jesus said,
我父做事直到如今
He said, my father works until now.
弟兄姊妹们这个犹太人这个太不恭敬的话
Now this is something that really offended the Jews.
神不是早已安息了吗
The Lord already rested.
事实上希伯来书里面讨论这个问题非常的深入。
But in the book of Hebrews, it discussed this in detail.
神创造之工虽然安息但是神的工作并没有完成。
Although the work of creation is done, but God is still working.
他的工作其中一部分是要把犹太人把以色列人带到迦南地。
And part of work is to bring the Israelites into the land of Canaan.
你以为神把以色列人带进迦南地他就安息了吗
Now, Do you think that then God will rest after he brought the Israelites into Canaan?
如果他已经安息了在旧约的时代他就早就不需要再做什么事情。
Then if so, then through all the Old Testament time, the Lord does not have to do anything.
在耶稣的时代神也不需要做任何事情。
And then in the time of Jesus, the Lord, the Father does not have to do anything.
但是这里耶稣的话说我父做事直到如今神一直没有得到安息。
But here it says that the Father worked hitherto.
他甚至明确的在诗篇里面大卫也说天是我的脚凳天是我的座位地是我的脚凳哪里是我安息的地方呢
And even in Psalm he said that the sky is my seat and the earth is my footstool but where is the place where I can rest
弟兄姊妹你看见没有神没有安息
So the Lord did not have rest that God does not have any rest、right?
神没有安息他在做什么
And what is he doing
神没有安息是为什么
Now and why is he still working
因为他所创造的子民没有安息
Because his people that he created has no rest.
这个安息一直要到耶稣基督来了之后我们才能真正进入安息。
And only until Jesus come, and then we can have true rest.
神宁愿自己做工让我们安息。
And God rather work himself and make us to, and let us have the rest.
这个工作是指的耶稣基督的救恩。
And that rest, that work really was pointed at the salvation of Jesus.
神的计划是要叫他的儿女因信耶稣基督得到赦罪的平安。
God's plan is so that for God's children to receive salvation and then have the peace.
若是我们罪没有得到赦免。
If our sins are not forgiven.
那我们都是劳苦愁烦担重担的人。
And then we are all heavy laden with sins.
我们不可能有安息。
We won't have any peace.
所以耶稣这句话对于犹太人来讲是个大的震惊啊。
So this kind of proclamation is a big surprise to them.
我父做事直到如今我也做事。
It's my father works hitherto and I work.
弟兄姊妹们这句话不仅讲到安息日的问题。
Here not only mentioned the problem with Sabbath.
需要人重新来思想明白。
That people really have to rethink this whole thing.
并且提出来另外更大的问题来。
He mentioned something else.
耶稣所说的我父是谁啊
Because here he mentioned my father. Now who is this my father?
这里他的语气很明显的让人知道是指的神。
It's very, very clear in the way he say it that he means the Father God.
但是犹太人怎么知道神是他的父呢
Now how those Jews understand this?
他怎么能接受耶稣是神的儿子呢
Now how can they really accept this saying that Jesus is the Son of God.
所以从犹太人的观点从法利赛人角度来看
So from their point of view,
耶稣是大大的冒犯了神。
Now, Jesus is really, really offended God.
如果他们肯能够许多人做见证，要见证说耶稣受到亵渎的话。
So if anybody want to give testimony saying that, that he is, he said something, is a blasphemy.
弟兄姊妹们，在犹太人眼光，耶稣的确犯了大逆不道的罪。
So in the eyes of Jews, indeed, Jesus is blaspheming about God.
我们明不明白这个当中的危机呢？
So do we understand the crisis here?
所以有些时候我觉得我们传福音，我们信主的人对耶稣是已经做了一种选择。
So a lot of times we already seems to have a choice about Jesus.
耶稣也要我们做这样的选择。
And Jesus wants us to have this choice.
到底他是谁？
Who is Jesus?
我常常听人说耶稣是个好人。
And a lot of people say Jesus is a good man.
耶稣是个完人。
And Jesus is a perfect man.
但是我不相信他是神的儿子。
But I just don't believe he's the son of God.
弟兄姊妹，若是在我们中间，若是有人还是这样的想法。
Now if you still think so.
那你就是没有读到圣经啊。
Then you really did not understand Bible.
若是我们传福音遇见这样的朋友。
If we preach the gospel and come across friends like that.
他一定没有读到约翰福音第五章的话。
He probably never realized, he probably never read John chapter 5.
如果我们承认他是一个完人。
Now if we acknowledge he is a perfect man.
他所做的都好。
And whatever he said, whatever he do is all perfect.
怎么能说出这样一句大逆不道的话来？
How could he say something so just out of line?
所以弟兄姊妹们，耶稣没有给我们采取一个中立立场的机会。
So you see, Jesus never did give us any room to compromise.
若是你不相信他是神的儿子，他也不是一个好人。
If you don't believe he is the son of God, then he's not a very nice man. He's not a perfect man at all.
只有当我们接受耶稣是神的儿子的时候，我们能说耶稣是一个完全人。
Only when we receive Jesus as the Son of God, then we can say that he is a perfect man.
我要对这里所有对救恩不清楚的人提出这样的一个劝勉。
I want to encourage, I want to say this to all those who are not really familiar with the salvation yet.
如果你相信耶稣是一个完全人，是个好人。
Now, if you believe Jesus is a perfect man, he is a good man.
你必须先相信他是神的儿子。
Now, first of all, you have to believe he is the son of God.
我们刚才已经说明了，如果他不是神的儿子，他就不可能是一个完人。
Because if he's not the son of God, he's not perfect.
因为这里所讲的话，的确在犹太人心中产生一个大的问号。
Because right here, his answer gives all the Jews a big question mark.
我希望每个人都能进一步更提高一个层面来看耶稣的良善。
So I really want you to really raise that dimension to change a point of view to look into Jesus' goodness.
耶稣的良善只有在这一个层面，就是他是神儿子的这个层面里面才是和谐一致的。
Yeah, it's only in this level that he's good, we agree with all the fact that he is the son of God.
我们时间没有了。
Time's right now.
下次我预备继续讲耶稣是神儿子他五重的证明。
And next time I will preach again on this topic is Jesus the son of God on five different dimensions.
他有五重的见证。
There's a five different testimonies that was given.
我们记得约翰福音记载的目的是什么。
And let's not forget the purpose of the book of John.
他要叫我们认识耶稣是基督，是神的儿子。
It is written so that we know Jesus is Christ, that he is the Son of God.
假如我们知道耶稣是神的儿子，
if we know he is the Son of God, he is Christ,
我们就自然会信他。
Then very naturally, we will believe in him.
我们既然信他，
And then since we believe in him,
我们就得到永远的生命。
Then we will receive an eternal life.
当我们接受这个永远的生命，
When we receive the eternal life,
我们就能经历这个永远的生命。
Then we can experience that life.
当你经历了这个永远的生命
，When you experience that life,
你就是一个实实足足的基督徒。
Then you become a 100% Christian.
因为神已经把他儿子的生命放在你的里面。
Because God has put the life of his son into you.
叫你成为他的儿女。
And so that you become the son of God.
今天早上我在这里要提出一个邀请。
This morning I want to give this invitation.
你愿不愿意考虑这个问题的严重性。
Now, do you want to consider the seriousness of this problem?
你愿不愿意说，现在我知道我所追求的目的要认识耶稣到底是谁。
Now, are you willing to say that now that my purpose of pursuing is so that I want to know Jesus is the Son of God?
当你来到教会的时候
When you come to church,
你知道你来的目的是什么
You know the purpose of coming.
我请大家一同来祷告
Let's pray.
主今天早晨让我们聚焦在耶稣基督身上
Lord Jesus, this morning let us focus our eyes, our heart on Jesus.
叫我们知道耶稣是谁
So that we know who Jesus is.
主耶稣你曾经这样毫无遮掩明白地向人宣告你是谁
You did proclaim with no doubt that who you are.
你是神的儿子。
You are the Son of God.
神是你的父。
And God is your Father.
这句话所引起的震撼。
But the impact of this announcement.
叫那些拒绝的人没有地方可以躲。
That makes nobody have any excuse to escape.
他们只有逼迫你。
They either persecute you.
他们若不接受你就必须逼迫耶稣逼迫你
or receive you
主我们因此也在你的面前求你叫我们的眼睛聚在这个点上
so today we want you to also make our eyes focus on this point
叫我们真实的认识耶稣是谁
that we will really understand who Jesus is
我们求你把这样的心愿赏赐给每一个人
we wish that you will bestow this heart to everybody
听我们祷告
Listen to our prayers.
靠耶稣基督的名
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
朋友，你有没有相信主耶稣呢？我们活在耶稣里福音事工的核心，就是用耶稣真理来引导慕道友相信永生救主，并勉励基督徒在主耶稣里不断更新生命。如果你还没有相信神的话，就请在我们网页下端点击永生之道，信靠主而得到永生的祝福。